It is Thursday, June 22nd, 2017, and something tells me I think a lot of Sharks fans are going to go skip hanging out with their families in Turkey and head to Vegas. That's right. Black Friday just became a Golden Friday for Sharks fans, and we'll tell you why on this special edition of Teal Town Live, joined by yours truly, Eric. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14, along with my good compadre, AJ Strong.
Hey now, holla.
First off, thank you for sending me that audio clip for last night's show. That was great, cracking up Rocket and Kevin on that. So here, you were here about a year ago doing the same thing, and the schedule just got released not even half hour ago. Unique quirks to the schedule this year, which is kind of surprising, AJ. I mean, looking at it, this looks like a pretty solid schedule for the Sharks.
As we were talking about before we went on air, this might be the best schedule I've seen in 10 years. I'm really impressed with this. No roadies longer than five, no homestands longer than five. No ridiculous February road trip from hell like we used to have when the tennis tournament would come to town. So I'm pretty impressed with this schedule. I think they got it right for the most part. Schedule makers still can't seem to figure out, you know, can't get their heads out of a bag when it comes to scheduling back-to-backs LA and Anaheim. And they still can't figure out how to schedule a game on a Saturday night or Friday night, for that matter, in LA or Anaheim, because I would like to make that road trip. However, there's a significant game that you spoke about earlier. Black Friday in Vegas might be a thing, man. Might have to be a thing. But, I mean, you want to just start from the top, get into October?
Yeah, why don't we just dive right into it, folks? Seriously, let's do this here, people. Opening night, like we've heard already, October 4th against the Philadelphia Flyers, and that starts a five-game homestand for the Sharks to open the season. I correct me if I'm wrong, AJ, and I know it's been a while since we've, one, opened up at home, two, open up against a team that isn't called the LA Kings, and three, have a five-game homestand to begin the year.
Yeah, that's you don't see that very often, to be honest with you. That also threw me off. I do think it's funny though how we've started against LA for like five, you know, like the last five openers, and then this year it's against Philly, but then the very next game is versus LA. So, you know, oh brother. Okay. Sure.
It makes sense too, because then you do have the LA game. It's a Saturday night game, it's a big rivalry game to get going and everything. So you're really going to have that going for you. But then you also have Buffalo with Jack Eichel coming in, the Islanders with maybe potentially, a lot of people are hoping, future Shark John Tavares, and the recently acquired Jordan Eberle, as he was acquired today. David Schlemko will make his return to San Jose on October 17th. When
those
Canadians,
of you weren't aware.
Yes, if you weren't aware, Schlemko got traded already from the Golden Knights. Hopefully you didn't look at a housing out there already. But then the Sharks go on a five-game road trip, which takes them through the New York metro area, Boston and Buffalo, a nice quick five-game road trip. And then they come home to the Maple Leafs. And I think this is the earliest I've seen the Leafs come to town ever, on October 30th, right before the break in October. That seems crazy. Why won't you let me change? Thank you.
Well, gosh, looking at this, I got to. I love that first road trip. I mean, you know, Devils to Isles to Rangers. I mean, that's cab ride, cab ride, cab ride. Essentially, I mean, that is nothing than a quick bounce to Boston, quick bounce to Buffalo, like that. Could be the easiest road trip back east that the Sharks have ever had. Without a doubt. I mean, how many times have we seen it where it's like New Jersey, then Carolina, then Toronto, you know? I mean,
exactly. Bouncing all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember the last time they went like Jersey Islanders, Rangers, or that combination three in a row where they basically keep everybody right there within like a, I mean, Jersey to New York, you could spit, you know, and hit it. So right. I'm all good with that. Couple of questions in the chat we should probably hit up. Last time the Sharks opened the season against a non-Pacific Division team. I don't know. What was that? Like somebody posted that. It was like 10 years ago or something, wasn't it?
It's been a while, but I want to say it was Atlanta.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was the last time we opened up against an Eastern opponent, because I remember Bufflin scored the game winner in that game, and it was his first game with the Thrashers after winning the Cup with Chicago. So
well, either way, I'm absolutely loving that road trip. But funny, you know, it's those little quirks. Again, if you look at that schedule, the Sharks are done with the Islanders inside of a week's time. At right. home on the 14th, and then at the Isle on the 21st, and then they're also done with Buffalo within 2 weeks' time.
Yep.
So that, you know, that's those little quirks that I always get a kick out of. So yeah. Moving to November,
Sharks continue a 5-game homestand going up against
the every Saturday is a party at the tank.
Heck yeah. So you had the Leafs on October 30th. Two nights later, the Western Conference champion Nashville Predators make their only trip to San Jose. The following Saturday, the Ducks come to town. So another division rival on a Saturday night. I love it. And then the Sharks get a few days off. And this is a good thing about the schedule. There's no World Cup. There's no Olympics here too. So the schedule's stretched out a little bit. You're going to have more time to relax, practice, and everything. Like
no compressed schedule and a bye week. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of time to rest throughout this season. The 8th, you have Tampa Bay, and then probably the earliest we've seen in quite a while. We're used to seeing them like late February, early March, and get compressed 5 games in. But Saturday, November 11th, that's right, the Vancouver Canucks come to San Jose. And that looks like, since it's a 7 p.m. start, that could be a Hockey Night in Canada game. Of course, making the quick trip down to L.A. the following night to take on the Kings on a rare Sunday night game. That's interesting. They're going to go up against football that night. Very interesting.
Oh, that's right. Well, people in L.A. don't care about football.
They have two football teams.
Well, I mean, the Chargers still haven't gotten there yet. But, I mean, the Kings, I think the Kings probably draw a little bit better than the Rams do right now. The L.A. people haven't given a damn about football in 20 years, and I don't think they're about to start now.
But that breaks up eight home games in 9-game stretch, where the Panthers come to town, and then the Wicked Boston Bruins, and then the Ducks come to town again, which kind of sucks because you only have the Ducks coming down twice in a 16-day span. I would love to have seen those stretched out a little bit. But that week, this is the week that we've kind of talking about. You know, they go to Glendale to take on the Desert Dogs. Oh, wait, drink!
Excuse me.
Sorry. There we go. The day before Thanksgiving, they get Thanksgiving off as mandated by the league. Then Black Friday, their first matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena on the 24th. Then they quickly fly back to San Jose to take on the Jets on the 25th, and then they quickly go back out on the road to start another Eastern road trip, first in Philly at the end of the month, and then a back-to-back with the Florida teams finishing up at Washington.
Okay, so this November schedule, loving this. I mean, you got what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 out of 8 games are at home, and the one away game in that stretch is versus the Kings. You know, how many times did we see it in the past where that one away game would be like Winnipeg or Colorado or something like that?
Or something further out there, yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, a real quick jaunt down to LA and back. I love that. This little road trip for Thanksgiving, I think it's fantastic. I mean, down south, Arizona, Vegas, sandwiched in between. How much are the guys going to love like being able to spend Thanksgiving in Vegas? I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if a lot of the guys fly their families down for this.
I was just going to say that might be a family trip for everyone. You
know, if they want to get real happy. I mean, make it a family trip, but how funny would this be if this was the dad's trip?
the dad's trip would be hilarious. That would be crazy for them. Oh my god. The moms would be mad as hell.
Moms would be like, I don't think so. Loving that. November, oh my god. And like you were saying, dude, lots of days off. I mean, it's like, I mean, Nashville, 2 days, Anaheim, 3 days, Tampa, 2 days, then a back-to-back, then 3 days off. I mean, just lots of time to work on the power play, as was pointed out in the chat. Lots of time for this whole thing about not being able to practice, bullshit excuse now.
Yeah, it's no excuses now, folks. Yeah. And as you get to December, you're going to have a lot more time as well. So they finish up that road trip, then they come home for three against Carolina, Ottawa, and Minnesota, get three more days off, and then they hit Western Canada. Kind of a weird quirk of sorts. Usually we've seen Calgary and Edmonton back-to-back, but this time it's Calgary at Calgary, then to Vancouver, and then you fly back up to North Alberta against the Oilers for a 3-5. So they get the extra day to travel and to help out on that part. So that does that can make sense a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
And then the third visit or the third matchup against Vancouver on December 21st. I mean, shoot, that's crazy. And then right before Christmas, they'll play LA again
on
a Saturday night. I mean, they set themselves up to promote and market the tickets completely. Maria, I know you're listening and watching. You have a great schedule for yourself. They will take the Christmas break plus an extra day, get one more home game in against Calgary, and then they'll start on the road to finish out the 2017 in the new year.
Yeah, and you know, and we'll get to the promotions in a minute, but Maria, if you're watching, I'm circling that Saturday, January 20th is a great night to do social media night. I'm just saying. I love the fact that they get the Christmas break at home. I think that's fantastic. Honestly, the more and more I'm looking at the schedule, the more I'm liking it. Of course, nobody wants to spend New Year's in Dallas, but what are you going to do? I mean, when you get to spend Christmas at home and Thanksgiving in Vegas, I'll spend Dallas at New Year's.
Yeah, Dallas New Year's Eve. I mean, that could be fun. But then it's and what the fun part is that they start this road trip at Dallas, which is nice, because then it's kind of a stopping point for them to continue on to the rest of Canada. They'll go all the way out to Montreal, they'll go to Toronto and then Ottawa, then fly halfway back to Winnipeg. That's a great road trip, a 5-game road trip where you kind of break it off. You're not flying all the way across across the continent for it. So that's nice. And for that last game at Winnipeg, it's a noon start. So that's really nice for them to get on to their bye week after that.
Absolutely. You get that bye. You get the noon start. You're home that night. Easy peasy. Then you get a nice, 5-day break off, and your first game is at home. So, just no excuses, really. I mean, none at all. And then we see that great back-to-back at LA, at Arizona. Again, another 1 p.m. start for Martin Luther King Day. But, I'm loving this schedule more and more.
Yeah, and so they get their bye week from the 8th to the 12th. They'll come back and play a home game against the Desert Dogs. They get a day off. And then they have a, this is where the whole Pacific Division and teams being closer really come into play. This is a nice three-game road trip if you want to do this one, if you're wanting to travel. You have on the 15th at LA, that's a 1 p.m. start for Martin Luther King Day. The next night, you're in Arizona against the Desert Dogs. Wait, one more. You know, get a day off, then you head to Denver to take on the Colorado Avalanche.
And how many times in the past would we have seen the Colorado game in the middle of this? It would be like at LA, then at Colorado, then at Arizona, like just making zero sense. I would really, really like to see, and I don't know if there's a website that posts this. I thought there was, that you could find out what miles traveled, you know, what those are supposed to be. This has got to be one of the friendliest shark schedules for miles travels I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, this is terrific. I mean, would I like the Pittsburgh and the Anaheim game coming up to be flip-flopped? Absolutely. But nonetheless, it's not that big of a road trip. They come home for a game. They take on their defending Stanley Cup champions on a Saturday night.
Right.
And that's
promotion.
And it's a 5 p.m. start, which is even better, which is great for family-wise.
And great for downtown San Jose. They win that game.
Oh, absolutely. The next night, they fly down to Anaheim for a 6 p.m. start against the Anaheim Ducks. Perfect. They come back to do two more games, home to Winnipeg, home to the Rangers on January 25th. Rosie, if you're watching, that's the day you're probably coming down. And then they go out on the road again, and this one's kind of an interesting one. So on the 30th of January, they're at Pittsburgh to take on the defending cup champs. So yeah, within two games against Pittsburgh within 10 days, you're done with Pittsburgh.
None of those weird quirks.
And then the next night, and this looks like it'll be a Wednesday night rivalry game on NBCSN, Sharks, Red Wings from the new, I think from the pizza joint, I think they're nicknaming it right now. That's a 5 p.m. start, which is usually perfect for Wednesday night rivalry. So that's a nice, that would be very nice if that was considered one of the choices for Wednesday night rivalry for sure.
Yeah, I mean, because you have the opportunity to really build that up starting from 94 and all the playoffs that we, you know, unfortunately Detroit no longer in the, you know, in this conference, but hey, at least you have that you have something to build off of it, you know, better than it being like versus Columbus.
Right. And so for January, what do you like this one? I think this January you think is really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, once again, for a month where there's clearly more road games, you know, this is the one where they have the more roadies versus the homes. You look at those four games to start all in Canada. I mean, they don't even have to like deal with customs. Like that's how good this schedule is. They don't have to dick with customs. Then they can come, like you said, they get that noon start versus Winnipeg on Sunday. Wait a minute.
Same. That's a noon start. They'll be back home and then they start their bye week.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering how that's going to mash up against the football schedule. I'd be interested in seeing the football schedule.
That will be a wild card game.
Yeah, I was going to say there's going to be some playoff implications going on.
That'll be a wild card weekend there. And then this one, January 21st, that'll be pretty much fourth quarter of the conference champion of the late conference championship game.
Possibly. Yeah.
So it could be
interesting.
So if by some crazy chance it's Raiders versus Chargers. Hey, the Raiders
Not going to be Chargers.
I'm just thinking of NorCal, SoCal. If it were something like that, man, that's going to be a tough ticket to sell in Quackenheim.
Well, you know what? And that's the other good thing. At least these games are away. But Yeah, I'll take that Winnipeg game where they don't have to dick with customs. You come back, you can get be back that night, 5 days off, home, then a quick jaunt down to SoCal, a little stop off on the way back in Denver, back against. I mean, dude, I can't like this schedule anymore right now. I mean, back to back Pittsburgh and Detroit. I mean, that's a little tough, but you would hope by this point the schedule's been so favorable, you might be able to build maybe bank some points.
Yeah, and they've done that before. I believe they did that last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, a little bit. And then, I mean, Detroit, I mean, Michigan to Ohio to start off February, that's nothing. But again, here's the little quirk. You're moving your way back, and then, oh, no, we're going to send you out to Carolina.
Detour to Carolina, yeah. You know. Detour to Carolina, but you do get a pit stop in Colorado for that one. As we go into February, we should mention that. To get home. So I like how they use the Midwestern and Central teams to kind of break up the long travel up and get those games in. The Vegas Golden Knights make their inaugural trip to the Shark Tank on February 8th.
Stripper night. No,
and
going to give away a little promotional stripper glitter at the door for that game. Or
don't entice them. Talk to your boy, John. And then the playoff rematch with Edmonton happens February 10th and February 27th. So that'll be quite interesting there. A quick back-to-back home and a home and away. Not to be confused with the home and home. You're welcome, hockey jerk. They go back to Quackenheim on the week after the Super Bowl. Or the Sunday after the Super Bowl at 5 p.m. So that's right. That Carolina game, 10 a.m. There's a reason why it's a 10 a.m. game, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so. And look at that stretch as well. Holy shit. February 4th. So they're playing on Super Bowl Sunday?
They're playing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow. Wow. You don't see that very often.
It's an early start, too.
Yeah, but imagine. But imagine if the Panthers. If the Carolina Panthers made the Super Bowl again, holy shit, that would be fun. Like the Hurricanes don't have enough problems drawing fans right now.
Right.
But the fun thing I want to point out about this book is, I mean, you've got a straight week, 5 games, 8 through the 15th, all of them divisional opponents. I can't remember the last time I've seen that before.
Right. I mean, Vegas, Edmonton, Anaheim, Arizona. I'm sorry, the Desert Dogs. And then, of course, Vancouver, and then another former division rival in Dallas. So you do have a familiar opponent there. And then that week, you kind of go into the Central Division. So you play Dallas at home at 5 o'clock on a Sunday, and then you go at St. Louis, and then a tough back to back. Holy crap! And Rocket, this one's for you since you're headed out there. So she'll get to see the Nashville Predators take on the Sharks in Nashville on Thursday, February 22nd at 5. The next night, they head to Chicago to take on the Hawks at 5:30. And then they go up to Minnesota to play a 5 p.m. game, and then they head back home. So that one's kind of like fly to St. Louis, go down to Nashville, kind of go up to Chicago, go up to Minnesota, then come home. Again, another nice, friendly schedule with that.
I'm totally down. It's like pretty much stay in the same time zone the entire time, which is fantastic. I honestly the more and more I look at this, better and better. Like, can we have this schedule every season?
Can we just carbon copy it? Yeah. Over and over again. No, seriously,
really I'm so down with this.
And then it starts getting into the really meat of the schedule, and this is where the schedule really picks up on this. So you had the Edmonton game that was on the 27th of February. That starts another big homestand. This is the 6-game homestand. Usually this is where the Sharks have their biggest homestand of the year. They'll take
usually
on
– where they crap the bed. You know what? I'm just really hoping that I just don't want to see, like, the Sharks – beat St. Louis, Nashville, Chicago all in succession on the road, and hear that, like we heard a few years ago when the wheels came off after beating, what was it? It was Chicago, LA, and Anaheim.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, how many times did we hear Wilson talk about that? So, I mean, I want to win those games, but, you know, I hope it's not the step just before going off the cliff. I don't think it will be, but anyway.
I already have a text in from a friend, Charles. I know you guys can't see me, but he's already booked a room for Black Friday in Vegas for $120 a night. Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right. So on Thursday, March 1st, you got the Hawks come in on the 4th. You get the Blue Jackets. The 8th, you get the Blues. Saturday night, you got Ovechkin for now and the Washington Capitals on the 10th. And then the Red Wings make their only trip to the tank on March 12th. That's a tough homestand.
Tough homestand, but should also note this is the longest homestand they have, starting with Edmonton on February 27th, going through Detroit on the March 12th. So,
yep.
Nice homestand. Plenty of time to practice that power play. go ahead.
I was going to say, and then they go back into the Western Canada gauntlet. You know, everybody talks about the California gauntlet. They have the Western Canada one. This one, it's set up.
Much of a gauntlet when Vancouver's still in it. But
okay. No, I'm just saying, it's the three teams all clumped together. I'm John Shorthouse and the Canucks Radio Network.
But if you look at this road trip, that's the way it's supposed to be scheduled.
Exactly. Hit the furthermost point, then work your way back home. At Edmonton, at Calgary, another potential Hockey Night in Canada game in Vancouver. Somebody said Vancouver. I'm John Shorthouse. My team sucks. As we move on to the three-game homestand, again, March 20th against New Jersey. The Knights come back to town on the 22nd. 1 p.m. start for Calgary on the 24th. And I should also mention the Washington Capitals game is also a 1 p.m. start on the 10th. So definitely we'll have Barracuda double headers, those games. So get those tickets there.
Christ, I'm looking at this. Jeez, we play Chicago three times this season?
Yeah, we always play Chicago three times this season. Oh, is it always? But, but this time it's...
But wait a minute. We're not playing the Blackhawks the day before Thanksgiving at home?
No, we're playing the Desert Dogs the day before on the road.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, Desert Dogs. Sorry, bye bye.
But holy crap, okay. But, oh my God, that's the first time I can't, again. In
quite a while.
Yeah, don't remember not seeing the Blackhawks the day before Thanksgiving. Or playing at home before Thanksgiving, for that matter.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of Chicago, they go back out on the road for their final road trip of the season in. And if you saw Ben Guerrero's tweet, and I think I can try and pull it up here. Ben, where are you? There we go. He tweeted this out earlier. 100% chance Sharks Media Relations Department will brawl over who goes on the last roadie of the season. Chicago, St. Louis, Nashville, Vegas.
And it just so happens the Vegas one is on a Saturday.
Right. To which I said, $20 on Ben and Scott Emmert. Getting that one. But getting back to it, where did I go? Damn it, where is it? Okay. At Chicago on the 26th, a back-to-back with the St. Louis Blues on the 27th. Get a day off. Go enjoy Nashville. Get a day off. Go to Vegas on March 31st.
So that's another game for Rocket to go to.
Yes. So
Rocket gets to go to two games versus the Sharks this season, and being pointed out in the chat by Vince, if the Sharks lose either of those games, it's all her fault.
Rocket.
It's all her fault.
Very nice. Very nice, Vince. So that's a sweet road trip. I mean, think about it. Chicago, nice place. St. Louis, you got the sweet barbecue there. Nashville, we saw how Nashville's turned out now for hockey. I hope it continues down there.
I would imagine when you're the, you know, when you're the defending Western Conference champs, you're going to be turning out.
Yeah, and
especially
then,
since the Titans are projected to suck this year.
So then Vegas there, and then we move into the final month, and they get three home games. But here's the thing, AJ.
It's division.
Right.
That is so weird, man. That's the thing that really baked my noodle about this schedule is that you get a five game homestand open, only one of which is against a divisional opponent. And then we remember last season, what was it? It was six games, all of them against Western Canada divisional opponents.
Right.
And this one, it's Vegas. The last two divisional games that the Sharks have are against the fucking Golden Knights. This is hysterical. Oh no, I'm sorry. They wedged Calgary in there. But either way, it's still pretty interesting the way that turned out. But again, I gotta tell you, I'm in love with this schedule. I mean, lots of days packed in there to get rest. I mean, they, like you were saying, that Canada trip to Western Canada in March, it's scheduled the right way. And then after being on the road for 3 days, they get 2 days off before a three-game homestand. I mean, just, whew, doggy. I mean, the schedule makers got this one right for once, with the exception of fucking schedule LA and Anaheim back-to-back and do it on a fucking Friday and Saturday, would you, so I can go down and watch both of them?
But here's the cool thing about it, AJ. You don't necessarily have to have LA and Anaheim back-to-back together. I mean, yes, that would be nice. But with Vegas in there, now you can do like we've seen. You can see Vegas and Arizona together. You can have LA and Arizona together. Heck, I would hope down the road you can schedule Anaheim and Vegas together, because that's a quick trip on I-10 to drive up, and a lot of Ducks fans would already do that in the first place. So you're going to see that. Okay, that'd be great.
All right, schedule makers. I dare you. I fucking dare you.
Here it comes.
I put this to you, NHL schedule makers. You want to impress me and impress the league? You schedule a week's worth of games, four games in 7-8 nights, where it's LA, Anaheim, Arizona, Vegas, and the Sharks come home. Make that a reality, then you can do whatever the hell you want after that.
Which means we'd end up having play back-to-backs with Pittsburgh and in Colorado at this rate.
Yeah, I know. And Chris pointing out that he's explained it thousands of times, you know, back-to-back dates are given prior. Yeah, we understand it. I'm just saying it could happen like once every 10 years. Wouldn't be the end of the fucking world is all I'm saying. I'd like to go down and do a back-to-back. Or at the very least, you know what? You can't do back-to-back San Jose versus LA and Anaheim. Could we at least get a concerted effort for LA or Anaheim to host the Sharks on a Saturday night once in a while, so I can go down there and make the trip? Because you look on the schedule, what is it? We face LA twice at home, both of them on Saturdays here. Like, how come we can't get a Saturday down there once in a while? You know what I mean? And when Anaheim, one of their games here is on Saturday. I mean, come on, man. I want to go down to SoCal. Catch a game.
Absolutely. But they have a great schedule for home games. You know, she says she's sick today, so she's not at the office. But, you know, hit up our girl, Maria. I think her Twitter handle's @SharksTicketRep. She's been absolutely wonderful for us. We love her to death, and we love working with her.
Can we also get into the massive amount of Saturday games at home this season?
Yeah.
Huge.
They have.
They like play set. They play, what is it? We got, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. They've got 19 Saturday games, and like 14 of them are at home. That's just insane.
But it's also caters to it always. I don't know how you heard Dougie on there. Sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, it's great for promotions and great for home games, especially on Saturday nights.
Yeah. And speaking two of those of, Saturdays in March, those are 1 o'clock starts.
Yep. Washington is a 1 o'clock start. And who else did we see?
Calgary on the 24th.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. But speaking of which, and I already heard Nikki say, the Sharks giveaway kind of sucks this year. Well, they still haven't put out everything yet, my dear.
Oh, not even close.
But here's what they have put out so far. So opening night, of course, Wednesday, October 4th, which is also the anniversary. Well, let's see, it'll be 2017. So it'll be the 26th anniversary of the Sharks' first ever game in franchise history. Will be the home opener against the Flyers.
Oh, and let me point out to Skylar on the chat. I know people in SoCal, all right? That's why I want to go. But anyway, go ahead.
So, moving onward.
You're going to show off the promos here?
Yeah, I can show off the promos here. Let me
that they have?
Yeah, I mean, there's not too much.
I'm interested to hear what the chat thinks about the October 14th giveaway because, ooh, doggie.
Yeah, let me pull it up here really quick. And October 14th is Los Tiburones night. Again, it's a jersey giveaway, but it was a unique jersey here. I don't know. I like how they went with the Latin art perspective as opposed to just going with the logo. Definitely unique in that sense.
I mean, it just looks like the guys over it. Do you, if you're aware, in Japantown, there's a Hawaiian shirt place.
Oh, what is it? Kukua?
Yeah, Kukua. And they have a shark shirt. I'd go get it, but I don't want to. but they have a similar logo, but it's, you know, the coloring of it is very tribal and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. This is kind of a takeoff on it if you like took acid beforehand. I'm not, and we all know we saw the Giants and the Tiburones jerseys last season. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love that the Sharks are doing these giveaways and are giving away things like jerseys. But I do have to harp just a little bit that you guys got to do it with some thicker or better material because I mean, those Giants ones, you can see right through, which is very disappointing. They almost should have made the Giants one. They should have made that one black as well or orange.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they went with black on this one, but I think the design's very nice and unique.
But the Tiburones jersey from last year was black as well.
Right.
I'm just saying I would have liked at the very minimum, the Sharks one to have been orange because the players wore orange when they took warm-ups for that game. It would have been nice if, you know, they met.
To match the match, yeah.
Yeah.
But this isn't too bad. I like how they're kind of stretching out from just going with just the logos, add some uniqueness to it. I think this will be a hot seller. And you know that they're going to sell out these games pretty quickly.
I hate to break it to you people, this is actually going to be the third jersey next season.
Oh. There's the leak. Yes, we're going back to black. Yes. Yeah. And so that's the Hispanic Heritage Night with the Los Tiburones jersey. That's against the Islanders on October 14th.
November 4th, yet another Pavelski bobblehead.
Yes, so Joe Pavelski gets another bobblehead on November 4th against the Anaheim Ducks. That game's going to quickly sell out. Of course, it may not be May the 4th, but December 9th, the Force will be with us as it's Star Wars night at the Tank against Ottawa. The Star Wars characters will be there, and it'll be a mini poster, a Sharks Star Wars mini poster on December 9th.
That poster. Now, if the Sharks have their act together, I hope someone from the franchise is watching this. If they're going to do a poster, no, you know what would be so fantastic if they did a poster. If they're giving away a poster, you do the mini poster, but they make it look like a movie poster. But Sharky is every single character. I mean, Sharky in the gold bikini. Sharky is Darth Vader. Sharky is Han Solo. That would be hysterical.
Nobody needs to see Sharky in a gold bikini.
I'm telling you, it would be hysterical with the buns, you know, with the Leia buns. Oh my God, that would be hysterical.
Oh gosh,
I would so hang that. That poster would go right there, man. I'm telling you.
No, we'll have, you know, what will happen?
Go right behind me.
You know what's going to happen? We'll have Kaylee rule the buttons to be Princess Leia, and Johnny Root will totally rock the Stormtrooper outfit once again this year.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, moving on.
All right. Shout out to Kaylee and John, by the way.
Hey, holla.
Holla. No, he's your favorite Vegas Golden Knight, I know. Lunar New Year. This one's a new one this year on Sunday, February 18th against the Dallas Stars. Every fan in attendance will receive a Sharks Lunar New Year t-shirt. Definitely something they haven't done before, so that's kind of unique and no artwork on that one yet, but that should be coming out fairly soon. And then the only other one that's confirmed so far
Is yet
is
another Burns bobblehead to finish off the season. He better be either be wearing that purple jacket and holding a little Norris trophy, that like that would be cool. Or in fact, that should actually be the giveaway for opening night. Or as long as it has real hair, right?
Yes. Unconfirmed reports is that they're actually making Burnsy grow a longer beard so that way they can cut it so they actually have the real Burnsy beard hair
They have to
to go with it.
farm it, Siddhartha.
Right. But to me, I would, if anything, if you're going to do a bobblehead, I think it should be a twin bobblehead of him and Jumbo shirtless in Pittsburgh. I mean, come on.
That could be pretty
Yeah.
funny. I'm
But.
interested to see what the opening night giveaway is going to be. I mean, it's they're going to do the pregame street rally, of course, but like the last couple of years has been a bobble, right? Well, no, last year was the pennant, was
Last year
the
was the banner. The
The
year
year before that
before
was the, wasn't that?
there was the anniversary shirt with all
Oh,
the
that's right.
players in team history
Yeah.
rocking
So,
that.
yeah. So I'd be interested. You know what I'm a little surprised about, and I think we will see it more, is the it wouldn't surprise me if the giveaways we see this season incorporate Screaming Shark more.
I wouldn't be surprised either. You would, I think they're going to rock that a little bit more down the road.
Especially since that'll be the patch on the new homes. So, yeah.
Or the SJ one, I think. And there'll definitely be more merchandise, I would think, with those logos for sure. So we pretty much covered everything on there. I'm going to
I
go.
guess the camera's stuck on you because people are saying, AJ, where is your face?
Oh, sorry, jeez. I know I quickly brushed my hair before we went on, but wipes, jeez. My apologies. Okay, so here, I'll just focus on AJ. AJ,
No, you
if you
don't
need
have
to
to
rant,
focus it on me.
go on,
Should I do like an inverted rant?
an inverted rant.
Yeah, like
This
usually
is
I sit,
interesting.
well, yeah, because usually I bitch about stuff. NHL schedulers, dude, you guys got it fucking right this time, man. I mean, good job. As bad as it's been the last couple of years, too. I mean, fucking kudos, man. This is I'm gonna be heading to some games. This is a great fucking schedule. I will point out a couple things, but I really don't have a problem with it. The boys, I'm assuming the Tuesday, the 13th against Arizona in February, they'll be warming up in the Valentine's Day jerseys and then auction those off either the 15th or the 18th at home. There is really no St. Patty's game. They're at Vancouver on St. Patrick's Day. First home game before that is the 12th. So maybe they'll warm up in St. Patrick's Day, but I mean, to do it a full week before seems a little.
They might just skip St. Patrick's Day and do something else. Like last year, they had the Giants jerseys, they had the Warriors jerseys. I would think that they would
Oh.
have, I would think that they're going to probably have an A's night this season because of what the A's did with the Sharks this baseball season.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's definitely got to be a mashup, whether it's with the Dubs, the Giants, the A's. I'm sure there's gonna be something, which I'll appreciate. Oh my God, if it's the A's, Brody's not gonna be sure what to wear after that,
Like, do I wear green or do I wear teal?
right? And then let's see the only other thing, if we can see Sharky in his bunny ears, Easter is April 1st this year. They play the night
Oh, how
before
convenient.
in, well, they play the night before in Vegas. Don't play again until Tuesday. So I don't know that we're going to see Sharky Bunny this year either. So there's a couple little things that, you know, that I think we're kind of used to that we're probably not going to see this year. But I, again, for this schedule, I have no problems with that whatsoever. There was, I thought there was one other thing that I saw that kind of stood out to me. If I think about it, I think about it. It seems like we have played on the road for New Year's a lot the last couple of years, which again,
it's usually been like in like LA or Anaheim.
Yeah.
So this one in Dallas is, and that starts a big road trip for them and going into Eastern Canada for it. So that's interesting.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm excited about this whole Thanksgiving in Vegas thing. Because honestly, like I think the last three or four Thanksgivings I've actually spent in South Lake Tahoe. So it's like, I'm used to being gambling on Turkey Day. So I'm down with this, man. Good job, man. Good effort.
And that's just with the Sharks. The league has a boatload of things to kind of finish up their 100th anniversary. Of course, the Golden Knights will start their history on October 6th against in Dallas. And then 4 days later, they will play against the Desert Dogs for their first home game in franchise history. Pardon me. There we go. And then Colorado and Ottawa will go to Stockholm, Sweden on the November 10th and 11th. So kind of interesting that they didn't start at the beginning of the year. They're going in the middle of their season to play at the in Stockholm, Sweden, where the Sharks started their year against the Blue Jackets 6 years ago,
yeah,
7 years ago.
Oh, the other thing I got to tell you that I really, really like about this schedule, there's nothing on here with the words Olympics. I really appreciate that.
See, that's a bit of controversy. A lot of people were hoping that they would go to the Olympics, and because they aren't, this schedule is stretched out, and you have a lot more time to work on that infamous power play.
Yeah, no, I really like this schedule. The only thing that could have made this better is if during the Olympic break we were hosting Washington, right? Because maybe Ovi's going to go.
That's very true.
It's like that would have been even better. But yeah, I'm not a I'm just not a. I get it, but I'm no. I just hate that the Olympic look. I understand Winter Olympics. It kind of makes sense that those take place in winter, but I just hate that it breaks up. I just hate that it breaks up the NHL every 4 years. And especially with all the other stuff. So I'm actually happy that they're not participating in the Olympics, because I've actually been kind of bored with it the last couple of years anyway.
It's a toss up. I mean, there's some that like it, some that don't. Preferably the owners didn't like it, so therefore we aren't going.
I'm fine with this.
But they have plenty of other things going on. So Vancouver and LA are playing exhibition games in China. Part of the reason why the Sharks aren't playing the Canucks in the preseason this year. But you also have, like I said, the Avalanche and Sens in November, which is kind of weird, going to Stockholm, Sweden to play two games in Sweden. On Saturday the 16th, they're playing the NHL 100 Classic with the Sens and Canadiens. This pays a tribute to the 100th anniversary of the first game in NHL history on the 19th of December of 1917. That'll be in Ottawa. Also, it's the 150th celebration of Canada and the 125th anniversary of the Stanley Cup. Of course, on New Year's Day, they're going to have the Winter Classic again. Buffalo is the home team, although it is being played at Citi Field, home of the Mets, versus the Rangers because of the Rangers' little contract with MSG. But it's the 10th anniversary of the Winter Classic on New Year's Day of January.
Yeah, what are the outdoor games this year?
So you have December 16th in Ottawa. It's Sens Canadiens in the NHL 100 Classic. New Year's Day, it's Rangers at Sabres, but the game is in New York for the 10th anniversary of the Winter Classic on March 3rd.
Hold on, Rangers, is that at Citi or Yankee?
Citi Field.
Citi, okay.
It's at Citi Field. Sabres are considered a home team because per their contract with the Rangers can only play home games at MSG.
Whoop-de-doo.
So, Yeah. On March 3rd, the Capitals will play the Maple Leafs at the Stadium Series. But this is at Annapolis, Maryland.
So, but there's two outdoor games like within a week?
No, they're stretched out. It's hold on.
When's this one in Annapolis?
March 3rd.
Oh, March. Oh, I thought you said January 3rd. I was no. Wait, there's two? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they play at Annapolis at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. The league plans to stage a series of outdoor games at the venues of other respective U.S. service academies over the next few years. So this is where the Stadium Series is going to go for a little bit. So they're not going to be playing in, I guess, nearby areas or nearby NHL clubs. They're going to take it to like places like in the Army, Navy, Air Force. Air Force is in Colorado, so Colorado's likely going to get another outdoor game soon, and so on and so forth with that.
And then the All-Star game in Tampa, which, man, there's going to – you know how every year we always hear that there's always a couple of guys that get named to the All-Star game and they try to – you know, they come up with some bullshit reason to not go. Dude, it's like, oh, you want me to go to Florida in the dead of fucking winter? Yeah, sure, I'll go. I don't see too many guys saying, no, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, that's in January 26th to 29th. The format will stay the same as a 3-on-3 tournament between the divisions, with the championship period deciding who goes home with $1 million for the team. And that's pretty much it. The league will conclude on April 7th with 30 of the 31 teams taking to the ice on Saturday. So the season will end Saturday, barring, you know, snowstorms, like all the craziness that goes on there.
Whoa, dude, the Capitals just signed Thornton.
What?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
You asshole. Don't do that to me. Don't.
I had to do it.
It's like, no way. Then great. Thank you for tampering because I can't sign anything. Oh, that's what I get for looking at it at pages and not AJ. Damn it. All right, with that, we might as well wrap up unless there's any questions in the chat before he tries to sucker me into that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As you heart. See, you're too soon. You are a mean man, Mr. Strong.
Here's the whole thing. If I had said, like, well, okay, Toronto, you might have bought. But if I had said, like, Colorado or Florida, you all would have been like, oh, bullshit. Right. But the fact that I said it was Washington, there's a couple of you that were all kind of, wait, what? Because you're like, that's almost believable. You know, Washington trying to make a play to, you know, put Thornton and Ovi together to try to make that one last run.
Right. Felix in the chat. Hi, bud. AJ, you near gave some of us a heart attack. Oh,
damn, that was believable. That
nice.
That was TTG1, by the way.
Yeah, TTG1.
speaking of which, they have a show, right?
Yes, they will have a draft recap show on Saturday to recap the draft and the 11 billion trades that are probably going to be announced. Wait,
and if the Sharks take a defenseman in the first two rounds, I'll be popping in for 5 minutes to tell you how that's not going to work out.
Oh, no.
Just based on past history.
Because, you know, it worked so well with Mirko Mueller and how they rushed his butt up there.
Ty Wisher, Nick Petrecki, and William Wren. And okay. I digress. Let's not poke that bear again.
And Jeff Gilson, you know. But, of course, then we get. That's right. What was that again, Kevin?
We have a trade to announce.
That's right. Whether it okay, shut oh, up. Oh,
fuck, man. Pull his turtleneck up over his head.
Hey, he couldn't. It's too hot right now. We were giving him stuff on that last night on After Dark because he was in a tank top with a tie.
Okay, Skyler, I'm not saying the Sharks are going to draft a defenseman this year with the first or second round. Do they even have a second round pick this year?
They do. They got one from New Jersey.
Oh, Mirko. I'm not saying they're going to take a defenseman in the first two rounds, but if they do, I'll be on for like 90 seconds to tell you why that's not going to work. Prove me wrong, bitches.
Yeah.
So is that it?
That I think is it. I'm just kind of looking at
fucking job, man.
Good yeah, job. I'm just going through Twitter really quick. Logan Couture responded to Ben's tweet about people will fight over in the Sharks media relations department on that last road trip. Logan retweeted and commented, "Benny, let's be real. You aren't missing that trip." To which he says, "I'll accept all forms of personal references or whatever background checks that are required for that trip. Put in a good word if you would."
Well, I'll be interested, you know, between now and as we move along, again, I'll be interested to see what some of the other giveaways are. I'm still going to the game. That's a lie. I did go just to get that Giants jersey, but that was the only thing. But I'll be interested to see what some of the other promotional nights are. I'm going to be really interested to see what night social media is. Isn't that usually like February or March?
Oh, it is, but we did it in January last year. In fact, I need to get in touch with Patrick Hooper about
doing
our big, big thing, because we were talked about it before, and we're talking about making this thing a massive, massive turnout. I mean, I want...
typically that we do that on a Saturday.
And yes.
And they only play two games on Saturday at home, and both of them start at 1 o'clock. I can't imagine them making that social media. Maybe February 10th versus Edmonton. But I got to say, dude, the 20th versus Pittsburgh would be a great night for that.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm thinking you do it March 10th against Washington, and then you make a package deal. Maria, if you're listening, Maria, hear me out. You make it a package deal where you get the Sharks game, and then you have the Barracuda game.
Oh, okay.
You get us to make the group shot on the ice beforehand. I think we got a winner there.
Oh, do social dual social media.
Bammo.
Oh, Maria.
Maria, hey, Patrick, call you guys me. Have my number.
Yeah.
You guys have my number. Patrick, my call number. Me.
Yeah, she's got my number. Come on. At the very least, she has my email. I know that.
Right.
So...
She's already looked
don't
up my
make me account. Have to call Totora, man. I'll do it.
Well, you already have to call Totora because I'm already finishing up the third jersey design. Oh, so we need to work on that. So
okay, we can start dragging right. each other off and get out of here.
Yeah, I guess so. I need to go eat. So with that, thank you very much. This is probably the last time you'll see either one of us until September. So
unless a bombshell drops on July 1st.
Yeah, exactly. So until then, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal, just like AJ's wall. See you later, everyone. Have a good one.
It's all her fault.